In our series on worship, we've been looking at the five different aspects of worship. We've discussed prayer, we discussed the Lord's Supper, as well as giving, singing, and now finally we've come to that last aspect of worship, and it is the preaching of God's Word. If you'll look with me in Acts, the 20th chapter, we're going to be reading there verse 7. Acts chapter 20, and in verse 7, Luke records for us, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." We're told there that this was most likely an organized worship service, that the disciples had come together on the first day of the week in order to partake of the Lord's Supper, as was their custom to do. But notice what else they did in that service in coming together to partake of the Lord's Supper. It says that they heard preaching from Paul, and that he spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. So we see from this passage that just as the Lord's Supper has a place in worship on the first day of the week, so also does preaching have a purpose and a place on the first day of the week when the disciples come together in order to break bread. We see, though, if you'll also look in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, that the preacher has a responsibility, obviously, in speaking. 2 Timothy chapter 4, and in verse 2, in instructing a young preacher by the name of Timothy, Paul there told him he was to preach the word, to be ready in season and out of season, reading through just the first part there of verse 2. That is exactly what the obligation of a preacher is. He is to preach the word of God and the word of God only. All too often today, we see in religious organizations as well as, sadly, even in the church, those who are more focused on telling stories and jokes than preaching God's Word. And there's nothing wrong with telling stories and jokes in order to illustrate a principle that is found within God's Word. But if that is the primary focus of our lesson, we're missing the whole point of preaching. The point of preaching is to preach the Word of God. And hopefully, as a preacher or a teacher, we can make the statement that Paul was able to make in Acts chapter 20, the 27th verse, when he told the Ephesian elders, "For I have not shown to declare to you the whole counsel of God." It's great for us to preach on things like faith, things like grace, and like love, but if those are the only things that we ever preach on, we too have missed the point. We are to preach the Word of God, and not just a portion of it, but the entirety of the Word of God. But if you also look with me in Romans, the 10th chapter, we're going to find that the listeners have an obligation and a role to fulfill in the preaching. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, we're told, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." If, as listeners, we're not listening to the message that is being proclaimed, we're not going to grow in our faith in Christ. So therefore, we have an obligation to listen to that so that our faith will continue to grow in Jesus. And another obligation we have as hearers of the word of God is found in James chapter 1 and verse 22. James, the first chapter in the 22nd verse, where James there says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." We ought to take that message that is proclaimed on the first day of the week from the word of God and apply it to our everyday lives to put it into practice. So we see that preaching does have a place in the worship of God, and that the preacher has a role to fulfill, and so do the listeners have a role to fulfill to make sure the preaching is done in accordance with God's will.